with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, on a Monday, we just creep ever closer to the fund drive.
We are. This is it. Either we make it in these next week or so, or we're not going to make it. You know, David, lots of people come up to me in the street and say, I put something into the lockbox, very proudly, and I love them for it, because what it indicates is that they know that this is a community that has started this radio station. And each individual makes us stronger. And all you got to do is go to WMC.org and click on the lockbox. It's right there in all its lustrous beauty, and put a little something in.
Do it before June 2nd.
And we'll get the money from Mr. Big, $25,000 extra dollars.
Former Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno, Allen, acquitted on Friday of bribe-related corruption charges, and he says he's going to ask state taxpayers to reimburse his legal fees as much as $4 million.
That's the big story here, of course. Legislators, long ago recognizing that they may get accused of things, put in a provision in the government that if, in fact, you are accused and you find yourself innocent, you can ask for the money and you get it. And that has happened on several occasions that I knew about. As soon as I saw his acquittal, I knew it was going to cost many millions of dollars to pay for Joe Bruno's defense. This, of course, is going to make people unhappy, maybe with him, unhappy maybe with the government for bringing a case that they couldn't make. But in any case, that's a lot of money that a lawyer's paid for. I don't mind it, to tell you the truth. I think it's sort of justified. What I'm concerned about is, what about the rest of it? In other words, let's say somebody comes along and you or me or your cousin gets accused and gets off. Does the government pay for that? The answer is no. And this is another great case of legislators and governmental officials taking care of themselves first and then worrying about everybody else a little later. Hey, you know, in Russia, they have a special lane. When the communists were in charge, that you came down and you were allowed to drive in that lane. I think I made my point.
Continuing saga at the New York Times, and it's being covered, seems, from one end to the other by the Times about the dismissal of editor Jill Abramson.
Well, you know, the Times has done a terrific job of unleashing its reporter to talk about all the tensions that exist in the Times. The reason that this story is so important to so many people is because it does reflect the tensions that exist in American society between men and women, pay equity, the idea of if somebody was unjustified in firing, the boss is the boss. You know, I have not always agreed with the Times on everything, but I have to tell you, this is one in which I wouldn't want to be Arthur Sulzberger, the head of the Times, because it's almost unwinnable no matter what you do. Firing people has been regarded as one of the most difficult things in life. And he knew what he was going to get into, and it really has been a firestorm. And you got to congratulate the Times for at least covering it in the depth that they are.